From the 1960s to 1991, Sydney Harbour played host to 8 unique modes of transport that could complete the Manly to Circular Quay ferry route in under 15 minutes. While most of the Sydney hydrofoils have been scrapped, the last one to be removed from service in 1991, the Curl Curl, has returned to Italy where it was built. One man named Andrew Highway now plans on returning the last remaining Sydney hydrofoil to its spiritual home. He joins us on the show now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Max, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, to start us off, for those of us who aren't sure, could you describe what a hydrofoil is and how it works?
Sure. Well, a hydrofoil is a high-speed form of transport. And what makes it unique is that it has what you would consider to be skis underneath the boat. And when the boat is moving fast enough, the skis actually enable the whole of the hull of the vessel to rise out of the water. So basically, the boat is flying on these wings or foils, if you like. And the advantage of this is that you can go faster. You can also do this more economically because, you know, you're not fighting the forces of water with the hull of the ship because the hull is flying over the water. So it's a very efficient form of high-speed transport.
So the Sydney hydrofoils, how did you come in contact with them?
Well, my father used to be an airline pilot for British Airways, and in the 1980s, British Airways ran Sydney as a hub, if you like. And so there were a number of pilots and their families living in Australia at any time during the 1980s. And my father did quite a few of these postings over there. From 1981, 1982 till 1988, I actually spent quite a lot of my youth in Sydney, and we were living in Manly as a family. And I even actually went to school in Manly for a period of time as well. And during this time, because we lived in Manly, whenever we went to Sydney, we would travel over on the hydrofoils. And I just got amazed and fascinated with these amazing craft, these really graceful craft that, you know, flew at high speeds over the water, spray flying everywhere. And it was just a really exciting form of transport. There was nothing else like it. I'd never seen anything else like it. And I fell in love with the hydrofoils during this period.
I mean, it does sound like a lot of fun, but so when you decided to track the hydrofoils down, what was your motivation sort of for preserving them and returning them to Sydney?
I had a contact, if you like, who was a friend of mine who ran an industry publication called Fast Ferry International. And every couple of years, I would call him up and we'd just have a conversation about hydrofoils. And inevitably, I would always ask him, well, what about the Sydney hydrofoils? What are they doing now? Are they still running? And he kept telling me about one, which was the Curl Curl, that was apparently sat in very good condition on a beach in Messina in Sicily. And I said, well, what's it doing there? And he didn't know. I said, what, is she for sale? You know, is somebody going to bring her back on the water? And again, he didn't know. And this went on. And I believe I was having these conversations with him at around 2006, 2007, something like that. Okay. So every couple of years, I'd ask him, I'd call him up. But my first question was always, do you have any news on the Curl Curl? And it actually got to the stage, and we're going back now to most recently, which would have been January 2016. And I asked him, I said, is the Curl Curl still on the beach in Messina? He said, well, I haven't heard anything about her for a while, but hold on, let me check. And what he did, because he knew whereabouts it was located, and he went to Google Earth and came back with a photo for me and said, well, look, she's still here on Google Earth. Now, who knows how old this image is? It could be anything up to a year or more, you know, older. But she is there. And it was a very hazy photograph. You could tell it was Curl Curl, but you couldn't tell anything about her condition.
I see.
So my next question was, well, is she still called Curl Curl? I don't know why I'd never asked that question in the past. And he said, no, she was renamed Spargy when she returned to Italy in 1992. So at that point then, my interest was really rekindled at this point. And so I was determined to find out, you know, was she still out there on this mystical beach I've been hearing about for the last 10 years. And I started doing sort of Google searches, and I came across this website called GoBid, GoBid.it, which is like an Italian version of eBay.
Sure.
And sure enough, there she was on this auction site. And I thought, wow, you know, I can't believe it. Have I actually missed this? Because the auction had ended about 4 months earlier. Well, it was October 2015, the auction had ended. So I started doing some digging, and I actually called up the owners of this GoBid, this auction website, and said, you know, is this Hydrofor still for sale? And they said, we think you're too late, but hold on, we'll check. So they came back to me a few days later and said, sorry, we've spoken to the owners of the vessel, and you're too late. She's been destroyed. I thought, you know, I'm not really one to take no for an answer. And until, you know, somebody, I hear from somebody who's standing next to a pile of scrap metal and says, yes, this is the Curl, you know, I thought maybe there's still a chance, still a possibility.
Okay.
So I then found out that the shipyard where she had been staying for all of these years, and through the manufacturer, actually, and it's really quite funny because the manufacturer of the ship is only about 800 meters, located 800 meters away from the shipyard where she's now resting. So, and this shipyard is well known for being, let's say, the last resting home for hydrofoils. You know, is where hydrofoils go to get scrapped
It's like a hydrofoil graveyard.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely, like yeah. A hydrofoil graveyard. But she'd been sitting there in dry dock for, well, at this point, approximately 12 years.
How can people follow your journey, and how can they find out more about your journey with the Curl hydrofoil?
Well, from the time that, because after I'd heard about all of this, my wife and I flew over to Messina, and we arranged a special deal with the shipyard, if you like. And it was a particularly special deal because it was based on them doing the refurbishment work. So the next step now, I mean, I've just been to Sydney to raise publicity for what we're doing, and there's been a huge amount of enthusiasm for what we're doing. It really sparks memories in people's minds, and people remembering back to, you know, for them, maybe better days on Sydney Harbour back in the 70s and the 80s. So for me, this became a lifelong journey. I had to do this. I had to refurbish her, and I had to bring her back to Australia. So I've raised publicity for her now. We are talking to a number of commercial partners to help fund her, because obviously, you know, restoring a hydrofoil like the Curl, putting brand new, economic engines into her, and then bringing her back to Sydney, that there is obviously a cost associated with this.
Sure.
So I'm looking at commercial partners, and I've had a lot of interest so far. And over the next sort of 3 or 4 months, we're looking to sort of tie up these commercial deals and then actually do the restoration of Curl at the end of this year. So probably from October this year till January, February next year, we'll do the restoration. Then we'll do sea trials on the Straits of Messina to make sure, you know, she's working perfectly. And then the original plan was actually then to bring her back to Australia on the back of a container ship, which is the way that all the hydrofoils actually arrived in Sydney over the years. But then I got thinking, as I was getting quotations coming in for this, and they were really crazy prices, I thought to myself, you know, this is a huge adventure in itself. Why not make this an even bigger adventure by actually bringing her back under her own power from Messina to Sydney? And I thought, well, just so I'm not completely crazy with this idea myself, I'll speak to some people who actually know about this. And I know quite a few ship captains and a few hydrofoil captains in Italy as well. And I consulted them and I said, am I crazy? Can we do this? And they basically all said, it is absolutely doable with the right planning. So that's really how the plan's changed.
Yeah,
so we're going to bring her back on this huge adventure. And what we'd like to do throughout the whole process, including the homecoming tour itself, you know, I mean, what better sight will there be than Curl flying through the heads into Sydney Harbour and arriving at Circular Quay as she did all those years ago,
sure,
you know, to what I'm sure will be a huge fanfare.
For somebody my age, like I'm like sort of mid-20s, I'm too young to have even known there was a hydrofoil in Sydney.
The one thing I would just say to you, actually, is interesting that you mentioned that, you know, your generation didn't know about the hydrofoils. One thing I can tell you is the fact is that back in the 1980s, these craft were so fast, nothing else could touch them speed-wise on Sydney Harbour.
That's amazing.
And even today, the catamarans are only doing approximately, this is the fast ferry catamarans between Manly and Sydney,
sure,
are only doing about 24 knots, which is about 27 miles an hour. The Curl and her sister ships were operating sometimes as high as 36 knots, which is over 40 miles an hour.
So
they'd be doing like 13, 14 miles an hour faster than even the fastest ship on the harbour at the moment. So we think, you know, she ruled the waves. She ruled Sydney Harbour back in the day. And I think a lot of people are going to be interested to see this vessel arrive back on Sydney Harbour again.
That's absolutely fascinating, Andrew. But look, thank you for your time. And I wish you all the best in your journey. It seems like a very, very long one, and I hope everything goes well. But I'll pop some links up onto the into the podcast at the end of the show, and our listeners can just go forth and just have a look for themselves. So thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having me.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.